Right now on VFM, we're going to be talking about Reverend Billy Graham. He has gone to be with the Lord. He is receiving his reward, and we're going to look back on his awesome life today, right now on VFM TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. And of course, joining me as always is...
Hello, John Ramos. I'm here.
We are coming to you today, and there's nothing really to mourn about, because Reverend Billy Graham, although he's not with us here on this earth, he is in the presence of the Lord.
Graduation day, huh?
I'm telling you.
Wow.
And that, you know, if you haven't read 90 Minutes in Heaven, you got to read it, because it gives you a peek of what it's like.
Mm.
You know, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But when you get to heaven, I mean, I can imagine what the reception was like when Reverend Billy Graham made it to heaven today.
Mm.
And he had so long to be able to be there. We're going to just dedicate this program talking to you about him and bringing up some memories of what's going on. And it's just going to really, you're going to see some things, maybe learn some things if you never knew about Reverend Billy Graham. It's going to bless your heart. He touched the world with his ministry. John.
Well, a website, the Billy Graham Association actually, mm-hmm. just released, according to their spokesman, some words. And we want to share those with you. According to their spokesman, the Billy Graham Association, Reverend Billy Graham has died and is at his home in North Carolina at the age of 99.
The truth is, he's just started to live.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Past.
Evangelist Billy Graham dedicated his life to God and is remembered as a preacher and as a husband. William Franklin Graham, Jr. was born November the 7th, 1918, in the downstairs bedroom of a farmhouse in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm. He was the eldest of four children. His parents, Frank and Morrow Graham, were Christians, and the family regularly attended Associate Reformed Presbyterian Church.
Mm.
Billy Frank, as he was called, later confessed he hated going to church as a child, but knew it wasn't an option.
Right.
He learned the value of hard work on the family's dairy farm. "I remember I used to milk the cows in the barn," Graham recalled. His boyhood hero was Babe Ruth, and he dreamed of playing first base for the Philadelphia Athletics. But at the age of 16, Graham committed his life to Jesus Christ after attending a revival led by evangelist Mordecai Ham.
It just shows you, 16 years old,
wow,
you can make a commitment that will just shift your destiny, but the destiny of many.
Right. Millions, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
"Ever since I received Christ as my Savior in 1934 in Charlotte, I never had a doubt about my faith in God," said Graham. Graham graduated from Sharon High School in 1936. He studied at Florida Bible Institute near Tampa, where he surrendered to the call to preach. "Well, I got on my knees right there and I said, 'Lord, I'll go where you want me to go and I'll be what you want me to be,'" Graham recalled. It was the beginning of an incredible adventure that would bring him to every part of the world. In 1940, as America was heading for World War, Graham enrolled in Wheaton College near Chicago. This is where he met his future bride, Ruth Bell, the daughter of Presbyterian missionary who spent much of her life in China. After their graduation in 1943, the two married in Montreat, North Carolina, where Ruth's parents had settled. The newlyweds returned to Chicago, where Graham was a pastor of a little Baptist church. A year later, at the age of 26, he accepted an offer to preach on the radio. "And I believe the American people will have been going further into sin," he had said. That radio broadcast led to an offer from a new international evangelistic movement called Youth for Christ. During the post-war era, Graham preached throughout the United States and Europe. But it was the Los Angeles mission in 1949 that launched Graham into an international prominence. The crusade was scheduled for just 3 weeks, but as news spread about the way Graham's message was changing lives, it was extended for another 5 weeks. Over the decades that followed, Graham preached to more people in live audiences than anyone else in history. An estimated 210 million people in 185 countries and territories. He ministered to presidents and heads of states, as well as people of all ages, all races, and all walks of life. Wherever his ministry took him, his message stayed the same. You think Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin? The Bible says God's judgment is eternal, Graham once said to his people. I'm going to ask you to come and say yes to Christ. He was a Christian statesman and played a major role in influencing the growth of Christianity and human rights all around the world. In the 1950s, Graham took a stand for civil rights. He insisted the ropes that separated blacks and whites be torn down during his crusades. He began delivering his message behind the Iron Curtain in the late 60s. And whenever this nation needed a direction at the time of tragedy, Graham was called upon to speak. In 2005, more than 200,000 people came to Graham's final crusade in New York City, all the while delivering the same message. Despite all of his accomplishments, Graham remained a humble man. I'm not that good. I'm not a great preacher. I'm just an ordinary proclaimer of the gospel, he once said. On May 31st, 2007, in front of 1,500 of his family members and friends, and three former presidents, the Billy Graham Library was dedicated in West Charlotte. And so we are gathered here today because Billy Graham, the man, the preacher, the humble farmer's son who helped change the world, is a spiritual gift to all of us, said George H. Bush. He's gone from the silo to chasing the halo. And I said, he just about got it, Mike Easley. Leaving a legacy for millions of people, he inspired and a missionary to his mission will continue. Just a few weeks later, Graham would need those prayers as he dealt with the loss of his wife, Ruth Bell Graham. She was an incredible woman. We were married for nearly 64 years. And I wish you could look in that casket because she's so beautiful. I sat there a long time last night just looking at her and praying because I knew she had a great reception in heaven, he remembered. Wow, this is the last statement here from the Billy Graham Ministry Association, but kind of recapping his life and his legacy.
Yeah, it's just so, see this statesman, this man of God, we always talk about that too. We all have to be that reality that we're all just simple men in touch with an awesome God.
Yes.
That God does powerful things to those who say yes to him. And this, you got to see this. This is a pictorial journey of Reverend Billy Graham and his life. And when we get back from this break, you're going to see this amazing journey that John just read a little bit about. But it's just going to bless you and realize, what can God do with you? Because we also have something else coming up at the program where God spoke prophetically, specifically about this day and what it means to the, because the reason why someone's able to do the things that he has done is because God put a mantle on him, something, a special touch from heaven for him to have that kind of influence and that kind of connectivity and breaking through the racial divides and the tensions across the earth because God wanted to do something. And God did a lot of it through Reverend Billy Graham. So join us after the break. We're going to take you there. You're going to see firsthand some of the things he's done. Just a moment.
We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are dedicating this program to Reverend Billy Graham. An awesome man of God, an authentic person. I read a book by one of the ones that this has walked with him through years called Leading with Graham. Very encouraging to hear how real he's always been. Of course, his son is Franklin Graham. I don't know if you know that or not, of Samaritan's Purse. And he led a 50-state crusade praying for repentance just recently and God shifted our nation. Thank God for Franklin. I want to continue to remember the family in our prayers. And they've just been faithful to honor their father. And it's just been a beautiful, beautiful thing.
An amazing thing.
But we want to take you to visually so you can see and remember the life of Reverend Billy Graham. We read about it earlier, but now you're going to see a glimpse of it firsthand. Take a look.
It's not often one man is able to move the hearts of nations, to usher change across race and age. But when someone gives their life to a divine calling, amazing things happen. That is the legacy of Billy Graham.
Tonight, I am glad to tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ can be received, your sins forgiven, your burdens lifted.
Billy was born in 1918, during the end of World War I. Growing up on his family's dairy farm in North Carolina, no one could have imagined what God had in store for this hard-working young man.
When he was 13 years old, he was in a play at school. His voice carried so well. I says, I just think there's something in that boy that we haven't discovered yet.
At age 15, he was invited to hear a man named Mordecai Ham preach at a citywide revival meeting.
I was taken by a friend, and I became fascinated. And then the Spirit of God began to speak to me as I went back night after night. And one night when the invitation was given, I just said, Lord, I'm going.
From this moment, life would never be the same for Billy. A new passion burned in his heart to see lives changed. He went on to college and began preaching the good news of Jesus to anyone who would listen. It was during those years of academics and Sunday sermons that Billy met Ruth. The young missionary girl raised in China would become his best friend, the true love of his life. And he would be the first to say that without Ruth, his growth as a preacher and evangelist would not have been possible.
When I came out and saw her standing there, he said, "That is Ruth Bell." At that moment, I was in love. And not only in love, something told me inside she'll be your wife. Now, it took her nearly a year to come to that same conclusion.
Word of his powerful message spread quickly. He preached on the stages of concert halls and auditoriums and over the airwaves of radio and television. And soon, people began lining the streets by the tens of thousands just to hear him speak.
Before we can have world peace, we must have peace within our hearts.
Und bis wir Weltfrieden haben, müssen wir erst Frieden.
There's only one road to heaven.
You say, but if I believe God, isn't that enough?
I want to tell you before you leave Madison Square Garden this night of May 15th, you can find everything that you've been searching for in Christ.
Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. He is the light.
He was a mighty man.
The Bible tells us that in spite of our sins and rebellion, that God loves us.
As countless people responded to the move of God's Spirit, the demands on Billy seemed constant. But it was Ruth and their children that brought him strength and joy. Their home was a special place where he could simply spend time as a father and loving husband. These moments were precious to Billy.
Yes, there is a great sense of loneliness, and if there is a price to pay in this work,
it is that that I'm not with my children.
We're supposed to be like Jesus.
God's calling on Billy's life took him from the largest stadiums to the most remote villages of Africa. He spoke not only of God's forgiveness, but also against the evils of racism, communism, and social injustice in our world.
And don't let anybody ever tell you that it's white or black. Christ belongs to all people. He belongs to the whole world.
He was one of the most sought-after men of this age, turning down the political stage and Hollywood spotlight in order to continue his ministry to the lost, weary, and forgotten. His message was unfaltering, remaining true to the gospel and his steadfast faith in Christ.
I'm asking you tonight to follow him, to serve him, to let him come into your heart and forgive you.
Be forgiven. Know that you're going to heaven.
What can be said about one man's life? For Billy Graham, let it be said that he lived his life to bring the lost and hurting to Christ.
Are you willing to receive Christ tonight?
Because you may never have a moment quite like this again.
You come and receive him into your heart and say yes to him.
Hundreds of you right now, just get up out of your seat and say tonight, I want my sin forgiven. I want to know I'm going to heaven. I want eternal life. I'm ready to surrender my life to Christ as Lord and Savior. I want to follow him from this night on.
We want to hear from you. We want to hear how your life was impacted by Reverend Billy Graham's ministry. We have the comment area below. You can email us. But we want to hear, this is time to just remember, you know, what, how you were touched, how you were impacted. Maybe you're at one of those crusades. You know, we're talking to you from all around the world, 196 countries and seven territories. He's touched the world, you know, for Jesus Christ and presidents and so many people. We want to hear from you. Comment below. And we get back from this break, John,
we're going to go and join the Azusa Now that occurred in 2014, where they had a special call into Reverend Billy Graham. He had found out that they're praying and contending for the mantle that was on his life, or a passion for souls and for the lost. And Billy Graham was able to get a message out that they declared to nearly 100,000 people. You don't want to miss it when you come back.
We'll be right back.
If you were to do things over again, would you do it differently?
Yes. I would study more. I would pray more. Travel less. Take less speaking engagements. I took too many of them in too many places around the world. If I had to do over again, I'd spend more time in meditation and prayer and just telling the Lord how much I love him and adore him. And I'm looking forward to the time we're going to spend together for eternity.
Why would you speak less when you had such an enormous audience and people listening? Why would you want to speak less?
I didn't mean that I would speak less in these great stadiums. I meant that I would speak less at all kinds of conferences and things that I was invited to throughout the world, especially in Great Britain and the United States, because I'd get up and travel to those places, and I didn't have time to think and study and pray, and I needed time for that. And if I had to do it over again, I would try to organize it much better.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
My father brutalized my mother for 20-some years of their married life. He was a violent, brutal man. When he came to know Christ, He became the most transformed man. Never once did I see that personality that was there before. Intellectually, it makes sense for the argument of who Christ is. Experientially, he makes a difference. But sometimes life goes like this. It is not a steep upward mobility in all of the changes. You may have some struggles, but with the strength of God and the grace of God, you start with that forgiveness and you find not only it works, but it works because it's true.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, I don't know if you remember, we had Elijah and Elijah. And you read about him in the Old Testament where God had given a mantle to Elijah. And he told Elijah, if you're with me when the Lord takes me away, my mantle will come upon you. Remember, God took him away in this chariot. It was an awesome thing that took place. Well, everybody, God gives them a mantle to do things. There's a huge mantle that has been on the life of Reverend Billy Graham. And he's impacted so many people because of the power of God and the mantle that's on his life. But there was a prophetic word given and was stated at Azusa Now, where actually Reverend Billy Graham had a huge meeting, one of the largest, longest meetings I believe that there was in his ministry, you know, in California. But Azusa Now in 2014, this word was given out about what's going to happen once Reverend Billy Graham goes to be with the Lord. What happens to his mantle? Check it out.
It was 5 years ago that these Y-Wammers, circuit riders, came into my living room in Kansas City, and they prophesied and said that the call is having a shift. And it won't be just prayer, but it will be the proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders and stadiums will be filled. And Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. For 2 days we deliberated and prayed over that word. As we were closing our times together, a phone call came from Terry Bennett in Nashville. He called my friend and said, do you know where Lou Engle is? Tell him I had a visitation last night. Tell him the Lord said, there's coming a shift to the call. And it will not be just fasting and prayer, but the proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders and stadiums will be filled. And Billy Graham's mantle is coming on the nation. This is that which was spoken 5 years ago.
How many of you know we're in a transition right now? Everyone say right now. Something is happening right now. God is about to restore the evangelistic fervor in America again. Where we fall so in love with the gospel message that we cannot be silent any longer. America's about to experience another move of generosity where we would give our best, that the Great Commission would be completed, and that every nation, every tribe, and every tongue would hear the name of Jesus. How many of you know we are in that transition? Last night, this message was shared about the mantle of Billy Graham falling, and Billy Graham's grandson happened to be in the audience. He said, I don't think Billy Graham even knows this is happening. He said, I've got to let him know it's happening. He knew there'd be a one-hour window yesterday where someone could get to him and share with him that a gathering was happening. And in that gathering, they were believing that an entire generation would carry a passion for the gospel the way that Billy did. For 1 hour, he woke up. And in that hour, his right-hand man shared with him about this gathering, this 100,000 that would gather, and all those that would hear on the TV. And this is what he would say to us today. Do you want to hear what Billy Graham would say to us today? This was his quote. He said, I remember preaching in that stadium. He says, it is good that this event is happening. When his mantle was mentioned, he said, it's not about me, though. It's only about the glory of God. It's about God's glory alone. Tell them to stay focused on Jesus and the cross. And if I was there, I would look at each of them in the eyes and I would tell them, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He would point and said in every direction of the stadium declaring, Jesus loves you. 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 And he said, tell them this and then send them into the world to tell them that Jesus loves them. We are in that moment where a grassroots Jesus movement is about to explode across America. And out of America and off the shores of America, a massive missions movement is going to launch. Hundreds of thousands will leave America with generosity of heart that the Great Commission will be fulfilled in this generation. How many of you believe now is the time? Declare with me, now is the time.
Now is the time. I just decree over you now. I decree that the mantle, the glory of God that's laid upon Reverend Billy Graham is spreading across the nation now, and it's landing upon you, and God is letting you know, I love you. I love you. I love you. And he's commissioning you to go out to let them know how much the Father loves them. He gave his son for them, that he died for them, that all they have to do is make him the Lord of their life and he'll forgive you. He'll bring you into the kingdom. I just declare even now in the name of Jesus, we call in the harvest. Come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. The Lord has called you by name. The Lord loves you. And he's got a plan for your life. And we decree that revival is here. We decree that the great awakening is here. And we decree that abortion has ended in America. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you. But you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.